Get a hold of yourself! Stop crying and running away! Doing that isn't going to get you anywhere!
Getting hit by lightning. How unlucky can you get? That's when my hair color changed. I was thankful just to be alive, but even so, I hate myself more than anyone else. I always try to get my act together, but I just end up running away or cowering in fear. I'm pathetic. I want to change. I want to be a capable individual.
Thunder Breathing, first form.
He must only be capable of that one attack.
Do you know what the process of forging a sword is? When making a sword, you hammer and hammer to get rid of impurities and anything else you don't need. The greater the purity of the blade, the more durable it becomes. Mastering even one is cause for celebration. You can only do one thing, hone it to perfection. Work on refining it to its utmost potential.
But Gramps, just a little while ago, you were really angry. Because Thunder Breathing has six forms, and all I can manage to do is one. Is that why you keep clobbering me day in and day out? But I'm not made of steel. I'm living flesh.
Zenitsu, perfect it!
Perfection isn't something that comes overnight. It's a process, a journey filled with hard work, sweat, and sometimes tears. It's about facing our fears and using them as fuel to keep going. Just like how I, even in my most terrified moments, managed to find the strength to stand and fight. It's because I've honed my skills, bit by bit, day by day. We all have that power within us. Every single one of us has the potential to be incredible, to achieve greatness. But it takes dedication. It takes perseverance. It means practicing even when we're tired, pushing forward even when it's tough, and never losing sight of our goals.
It's all right to cry, or go off by yourself. Just don't ever give up. Believe in yourself.
You're not much of a threat, are you? And you call yourself a demon slayer. Any minute now, you'll be rendered immobile by that poison.
You endured all that hellish training. You'll be rewarded for that without question. Work to forge yourself like a tempered blade and become the most resilient of all. Focus on what you do best.
We all have something amazing inside of us. Even if we don't see it ourselves, it's there, just waiting to come out when we need it the most. I might be scared. I might cry. But when the moment comes, I stand up. And I fight with everything I've got. And you can do the same. Believe in your strength, even when you feel weak. Believe in your potential, even when you doubt yourself. Because when we push past our fears, when we dig deep and find that inner spark, we can achieve incredible things.
Thunder Breathing, first form. Thunderclap and blast!
Do I know what it's like to not feel like working? There are days when I just want to hide under the covers and forget about everything. But then I hear Gramps' voice in my head saying, Zenitsu, every moment you choose to push forward, even when you don't feel like it, you're getting closer to your goals. When you don't feel like working, remember why you started in the first place. Think about the dreams you have, the goals you've set, and the people who believe in you. Every effort you make, no matter how small, is a step towards those dreams. And sometimes, the hardest step to take is the most important one. It's okay to feel tired, to feel unmotivated, but don't let those feelings stop you. Take a deep breath, find that spark of determination, and take one small step. Then another. Before you know it, you'll find your rhythm, and that work will start to feel less like a burden and more like a journey. Think about your past. Think about the habits, the routines, and the mindset that have held you back. Maybe it's the fear of failure, the comfort of staying in your comfort zone, or the self-doubt that whispers you're not good enough. We all have these parts of ourselves that we cling to because they're familiar. But if we want to move forward, we have to let them go. Change is hard. It means waking up early to put in the work when you'd rather sleep. It means pushing yourself to study or train when you'd rather relax. It means facing the uncomfortable truth about your weaknesses and doing something about them. I know how difficult this is. There have been countless times when I wanted to give up, when I thought I couldn't push any harder. But it's in those moments of struggle that we grow the most.
Don't ever give up!
Don't ever give up. Even if it's painful. Even if it's agonizing. Don't try to take the easy way out.
Becoming the best version of yourself requires sacrifice. You might have to give up things you enjoy, like spending time on social media, hanging out with friends all the time, or indulging in unhealthy habits. It's about prioritizing what truly matters: your growth, your goals, and your future. This doesn't mean you have to abandon everything you love, but you need to find a balance that allows you to focus on what's important. Imagine the person you want to be. Visualize your future self, the confidence, the skills, the success. This person is within you, waiting to emerge. But to become this person, you need to start making changes today. Embrace new habits, adopt a positive mindset, and surround yourself with people who support your journey. It's not about changing overnight. It's about consistent daily efforts that add up over time. Think about someone you admire, someone who has achieved great things. They didn't get there by staying in their comfort zone. They faced their fears, made sacrifices, and committed to continuous improvement. You can do the same. Whether it's improving your grades, getting in shape, starting a new career, or overcoming personal challenges, it all starts with the decision to change.